Thanks for joining me for Glorious Living. Get ready to be encouraged to grow in faith. I know you'll be blessed. Welcome to Glorious Living. I'm Kathy Duplantis here in Studio C at Jesse Duplantis Ministries, and I have my friend Chrissy with me.
Miss Kathy, it's always an honor to be with you in Glorious Living in Studio C to talk about God's Word.
I love it. You know, we've been doing this for a while, but every time it's special.
Yes, it is.
Because we serve a wonderful God, and we love telling people about how glorious He is and how they can have a great life.
Yes, in every season of your life, God has something just for you because you're uniquely and designed for glorious living. I love when you wrote that book, you designed Time for Glorious
and
Living.
And
it's so
book
true.
Book basically is when we started and we launched this program.
Yes.
But it's timeless truths from that book that has really impacted my life that I just want to share with everyone. So every time we connect, I know we always get great comments. People love to watch the program. I feel like they're part of
the program. They really are. You are part of the Glorious Living family, and we love reading all of your comments, testimonies. We love praying with you. So keep them coming. And you know, people watch all of our JDM content, especially our Sunday services at Covenant Church. They tune in live.
I love that.
And what's so wonderful about the recent Covenant Church live stream is that you prayed for the children as they're going back to school and the teachers, and actually they were joining in online.
I
so
love that.
They might not have been in the house, but they wanted to participate. And
I remember praying for the families that were watching, so I love that.
Yes, and they claimed it. And this was a great story I wanted to share. It says, I also stand in agreement with your prayer for the children and educators. I claim this for my children. Well, hallelujah. We all need parents to step up, grandparents, and just to claim the promises of God for your children and to tell them, hey, listen, you have a great future ahead. You have a great future for your school year.
That's so true. And I remember praying for the children, but also had a prayer for the administrators and the teachers. And if you want to see that, you can go and look at our past Sunday broadcast. It's on the app as well as on our other platforms.
On all of our social media outlets, but it's always good to go on the JDM app because you can see the full service there and it will bless you tremendously.
Yeah, and those kids look so cute.
Oh, so cute. I love them.
In fact, I'm so thankful today that we have our back here on the program.
Yes.
I'm so excited. Welcome back, Melissa Berthelot, to the program. Melissa's our Covenant Church kids pastor, and she's dedicated to spreading the gospel to the next generation. And Melissa is here with us today to encourage you to all believe that this will be the best school year yet.
Amen.
Welcome back, Melissa.
Thank you. Thank you for having me again.
Oh, yeah. It was so exciting. You know, it was such a blessing for me to see you bring those kids up all on the platform and line them up. I mean, while the announcements were going on, she was up there with her team.
Cool.
And you have a great team of people that
we
help
do.
You. Getting them ready because we've done this for a few years now, and I just love it. And I said, Melissa, can we do it again? Because I know the parents do, but I especially love hearing the kids sing the books of the Bible.
Oh, I said, I need to learn it too. I was like, I was so impressed with them. And I'm like, wow, I need to learn this song. And it was a good one too.
It is.
They
it's
loved
catchy.
It. Yeah, they loved it.
It's like you're singing it in your sleep. You hear it so many times. At least I do. It's like I'm singing it in my sleep. And then my little girl, Grace Lee, is at home and she's singing it. And she's like, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus. I'm like, there you go. And then she'll say like random books or things that, and I'm like, no, that's not the right one.
We're doing better, though.
Yes.
She's getting it.
Yes.
You know, I don't
it.
Think I could do it without reading them, but I loved hearing them do it. And it's the fact that they're putting such honor to the Word of God is what's important.
Absolutely.
And I know you teach that at our children, Covenant Kids, to bring a Bible, and we use that as a resource as well.
They do. They bring their Bibles. A few weeks ago, all of them brought their Bibles. I was like, who has their Bible? And all their hands went up, and I was like, I'm so proud of y'all for bringing your Bible to church.
Uh-huh.
And then I love it, too, because now that they're learning the books of the Bible, when I say turn to Luke, I'm like, is that in the Old or the New Testament? They're like, New Testament! I'm like, yes!
How exciting!
The New Testament!
Yes! And
I
know
the
where it is.
That's so good. That's so good. Because I can remember going to school, you know, in a Christian environment, but I don't think I can ever remember a religion teacher or anybody saying, okay, get out your Bibles, you know, just for the fact that they know this is the Word of God and this is what I need to get through every
day. Well, I'm seeing it in the news. In fact, I don't know if it's how it is in Louisiana, but I think we're following suit. I think it was Oklahoma, the governor or somebody in the state of Oklahoma was recently saying how the Bible, it will become a textbook, a part of their classroom learning experience. Have you heard that?
I saw it somewhere.
Everything that you can learn, whether it be in different areas of life, can benefit from learning the principles of the Bible.
That's so great.
Which is so opposite from what's been going on, the trend in the nation in the past. But God, God is coming back into the classroom and back into the schools.
Well, hallelujah for that. I love that. Good news. Great, glorious news to hear.
Mm-hmm. I love that. And, you know, I was preparing for this program, and I was just looking, wanting to write a few notes. And I found that when I just opened my computer. And sometimes when I do that, some things come in my feed. And, you know, and this thing that I was shocked to see, there was a little report that said how to get children ready to go back to school without stress. Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking, well, I'm sure they're not including God, but let me look. Let me see. And none of it, not one. It said five tips from an experienced school counselor. And it lists them all, which I don't need to listen. But then there was one right under it that said 14 ways to help kids back to school anxiety. Mm-hmm. And so, and not one of them brought up the Bible, but we know how important it is to have God in your life and how to put that into our children. In fact, the scripture that the Lord gave me for us to say, start with this morning is Isaiah 54, verse 13. It says, "And all thy children shall be taught of the Lord, and great shall be the peace of thy children." So if you want your children to have peace, you have to start with God. You have to start with the Word of God.
Absolutely.
Yes,
isn't that the truth?
Yes.
He's Jehovah Shalom, God our peace.
Yes,
He's
I love
our peace.
That. I love that. And so, do you see any of that in the children? Sometimes they're dealing with some kind of stress from anxiety.
Absolutely, anxiety from test taking, going to school, dealing with bullies, teachers. I mean, the list goes on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Some of them don't even want to go to school. I know I've had parents tell me that their kids wake up and are just like, "I don't feel good." And it's the anxiety within. Mm-hmm. They don't want to go to school. They're anxious. They're nervous. I feel sick. I want to stay home. But, I mean, the best way to combat that is with the Word of God and prayer.
That's so
true. You pray for peace.
That's so true. And that's available to them. And so if parents teach the kids to pray, let's go to God. Let's ask the Lord to help you, to give you a peace in your life. Mm-hmm. I think that'll make a big difference in their life because they're not always going to be next to mama.
Right.
They're
mm-hmm.
not always going to be next to some other children that maybe are going in the right direction. They have to learn to go to God on their own. And He does. And so, in fact, I heard some great reports about the children at camp, how they had a fun time.
But we did.
Two of them got filled with the Holy Ghost.
They did.
At camp.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
They got filled with the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And we had many that want to get water baptized.
Wonderful.
They did water baptism.
I know,
at camp,
get it on
and the
calendar.
Kids were like, "I want to get water baptized." I said, "Why?"
Oh, right.
And some of them were able to tell me. Some were just like, "I don't know, because we're supposed to do it."
Yes.
So I said, "Well, let's do it when we get back."
That's absolutely amazing.
But even speaking about peace, while we were at camp, there was a big storm that came through, and we lost power in the dorms, and the kids were just anxious. They were nervous. I mean, it was thundering. It was lightning. You could hear hail. You could hear the wind, and the kids were just, we had girls that were crying. We had boys that were crying. They were in their bed with the blanket over their head, just crying and nervous. But I love that even while the boys were in their dorm, our leaders in there prayed over them. Mm-hmm. The girls in our dorm, I said, "Okay, everybody," we were like, "let's settle down. Let's quiet down. Now let's pray." Mm-hmm. And you talk about God's peace. When you seek the Lord and you go to Him and you pray for peace and protection, just that peace that came over, that comfort, and all of a sudden it went from chaos to total quiet.
Wow. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
So when the enemy attacks, and this was a storm, of course, but when any kind of a storm of life raises up, when you this principle they saw at learned at camp, they'll be able to apply to their own life.
Absolutely.
It'll make all the difference. Mm-hmm. Yes, you know, a lot of people are under stress and have anxiety in life because they don't have answers. But the Word of God gives us all the answers that we need.
Mm-hmm.
A relationship with Him is the beginning of really knowing true peace. Mm-hmm. And that's why Jesus said, "My peace I give to you, not like the world gives."
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Right. Not like these five steps or these 14 steps, these other things that the counselors, and I'm glad they have these things. Mm-hmm. And a lot of these principles are things we can also use. I'm not negating any of that. But start with God and let Him show you. In fact, the Holy Spirit, that's what I love about being filled with the Holy Ghost and relying upon that. He can help pray through me things I don't even know what to pray about.
I love that.
And then I have a sense of what he's praying through me at that moment. And then sometimes, then I'll be able to pray in English. Mm-hmm. But having these children learn this at an early age, they're going to have the advantage in life. And so that thrills me.
And
so
I love so much that we're talking about this just in time for the school year to begin, preparing parents, grandparents, whoever you are, any guardian, just to know take some tools with them to apply to this. But I remember being in third grade and a lot going on in my life. My dad was traveling with his job. It was a new job. Things were changing. My sister was going into high school, and so I was filled with anxiety. But thank God I had a praying mama who stood by me, because, you know, my teacher really wasn't all that understanding back then. And so when I'd go home, I had that freedom to talk to my mom. She'd pray with me. She'd read the scriptures over me. Without that, I don't know what I would have done. So I'm just excited to teach and to talk about this for parents or guardians, and maybe you have some tools to share for them just to get them ready to step into this new year.
Yeah, absolutely. Like you said, just praying over your children, speaking over them, speaking peace over them, having your kids confess that and say, I have peace. Mm-hmm. I'm going into school. I've been taught of the Lord. Great is my peace. Mm-hmm. The peace of God that surpasses all understanding floods my heart and my mind through Christ Jesus. I don't have to worry about a school shooting. I don't have to worry about a bully. I don't have to be afraid of a thunderstorm, because I know that God is with me. Mm-hmm. He's my peace. He's my protector. Angels surround me. Mm-hmm. You speak that over your kids. You encourage them in that. Then when they're in that situation, they know how to pray. They know the word.
Right.
It comes from within. When mm-hmm. they know, hey, God is my God and He's my protector, mm-hmm. then when they're in a situation, they know, like,
yeah.
I'm safe.
Yeah, they're soaking it up. They're all little sponges. So we're not even realizing they're taking in every word we're
and
proclaiming.
And not just what you're saying, but what you're doing. How does mama react when the problem hits? When
man.
The storm starts? Is she in the bed with a blanket over her head? Or is she
much where I want to be?
Or is she talking to it?
Yes,
you know?
I remember
being on the road with Jesse. We were driving to a tent meeting, actually in Mississippi, and we were driving across. And there was a big, big thunderstorm. We couldn't even see the front of the car. Mm-hmm. And out of my spirit rose up the words pray, and I just rebuked it in the name of Jesus. Mm-hmm. And it was just the gift of faith, I think, just dropped in me. I said, we're going that direction. And instantly it stopped. But you have to know that you have the power to speak to those things and command them to go away. And I mean, I haven't done it on every thunderstorm that comes on. They come, the rains and pours. Mm-hmm. But there are times when the Lord says, look, you need to be talking to this. Mm-hmm. This is not normal. Mm-hmm.
Right.
And so, the kids watch you when you do that. I remember one time we were in a car with Jody. She was little, driving somewhere. Jesse was very aggravated because he didn't want to be late. We were driving to the airport. Jody probably was like maybe 8 years old or something. And so this woman was going all over the road. We were trying to get around her. Couldn't get around. She'd go to that lane, And then, Jesse was fussing. If I could just, look at this woman. Do you ever talk in the car?
Do
I talk in the car?
I don't.
I do.
All the time.
Definitely.
I rarely do. Every now and then I'll catch myself doing it. But he was saying, why are you, what is she doing? If I could just talk to that woman, I would tell her. Jody interrupted and said, yeah, Dad, you tell her that Jesus loves her.
And that was
the conviction of the Holy Ghost comes on you. You know, but kids watch and listen to everything you do. So it should
absolutely
be a good incentive for us to clean up our own act.
You know, that's wisdom right there. I know, because it's so easy to let our emotions get the best of us.
Right.
But God said, you know, self-control, it's a fruit of the Spirit. So if you keep filling yourself with His Word, that's going to come out.
Yeah.
It's going to overflow, spill into your family, to your friends, your workplace. That's just what happens when you surrender it over to God and read His Word. So I just love that. I love that we're taking the time to really instill this into the parents so they can carry it to the kids or the teachers. I know you have many people that help with Covenant Kids through their educators or homeschool. So what about those teachers or educators that just need a little extra oomph before they walk in?
Even speaking it over your classroom, over your students. I know we have one of our leaders, she teaches at the middle school here.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, public schools, you're not supposed to bring up Jesus unless the child ask you a question or brings it up to you. But I mean, I know she goes in there every morning and she's praying over her students. She's praying over her class. As a teacher, as an educator, as a principal, whatever your role is in that school, you can pray over those students.
Yeah, that's
you can pray over your school and take authority because God has placed you there for a reason.
Right. And you don't have to do it that everyone hears you. That could be between you and God, and you make an impact on that classroom and on that whole school and the whole, the whole school system.
Right.
Depending upon the position you're in, I know we have people that are in our church that's a principals of schools, and God is using them to impact those children in so many ways.
Right.
In fact, that reminds me of a verse of scripture that I wrote down from Proverbs 22. I know that's one you probably are very familiar with. Proverbs 22:6, it says, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. And I looked at the commentary on Dake's notes for this verse. It says, train up or hedge in a child in a way he should go. And when he's old enough to be responsible for himself, he will stay on the path. So it's basically you're guiding them on the right path for life. Because there's a lot of different voices that the kids are hearing. Some of them are watching. I mean, whether it be on their phone, because a lot of kids at a young age have phones and it gets into their, it comes into their, even if they don't go looking for it.
Oh, definitely.
And so they have to know what to say no to and what to say yes to.
Absolutely.
It's crazy. I mean, I have a little two-year-old at home, and we're getting ready for dancing school, which is the kind of school she's going to go to, so I'm kind of nervous about that, but I think she's going to do great. But just when you were talking about what you're watching, what you're opening stuff to, we were just watching Elmo on YouTube, but an ad pops up that was so demonic and just popped in on my television. I had to get the remote control, turn it off, because I could see her little eyes gazing towards it. How important it is that we have to protect our children.
Absolutely.
Even when it's as innocent as watching Elmo, the devil comes in and tries to steal their peace through the images they watch.
Steal their youth.
Steal their
innocence.
Youth, right. Yeah. So it's so important for us as parents, as guardians, teachers, whatever the case may be, or even just you, it might not even be your children, watch what you're watching and make sure to close those things that are opening up evil to your life and your mind.
Mm-hmm.
So I just encourage you all to keep on being vigilant. Seeing what your children are watching, because it makes all the difference to protect their little eyes at this
age. Monitor their phones and devices, iPads.
Yeah, you can block things, can't you, on a child,
you
on a device?
You can, but it's still out
it
there.
Does.
Like, I have parental controls on Gracely's tablet, and still there's things when she's watching, I'm listening.
Mm-hmm.
Or there's things that she'll say, and I'm like, where did you hear that from? And she's like, oh, this show says it. Okay, we're not saying that. Mm-hmm. Or we're not going to watch that anymore, because that's not how we act. That's not being a Christian.
Yeah.
You know, that's not how we should respond to situations.
Yeah, yeah.
One other thing that the Dake's Bible study note said on this verse I thought was so interesting, when it says in the way, the part that says train up a child in the way literally means at the mouth of his path.
Wow.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes, it is.
At the mouth of his path. It says the idea seems to be that when he comes to this opening of the way, give him complete instructions on every step to take. Drill him thoroughly on how to perform his duties, how to escape danger, and how to appropriate the blessings of the way. Then it says, stamp these lessons on his soul and lead him to practice them until they are part of his life and his nature. And the last point of that was, bathe him, of course it's him or her, we know this, in prayer, and instill the fear of God into him, and he shall not depart from it. So there's so many principles along the way. And as a parent, I know the book of Deuteronomy talks about how when you're sitting down, when you're standing up, and when you're walking, there you're teaching these kids all along the way. And so your example of Gracely, your 2-year-old, 3-year-old?
Seven now.
Seven.
Oh, I feel like I just met little Gracely.
She was just little bitty.
Yeah. But you're using that, taking that opportunity. And so a lot of parents just don't want to be bothered, so they just move on. But
exactly.
You have to be in tune to what they're saying, and then use that at that moment to teach and to train them on the way they should go. The choices they make, the path they take in life is up to them, you know, but you have to train them. Like it says.
Yeah, and sometimes you do grow weary as a parent, especially if you're a working mom or dad, or you have a lot going on. It's so easy to be like, listen, here's the iPad, let mama rest
Absolutely.
A little bit. But believe me, guilty, right? But then when you sounded
guilty when you said that.
I'm
was that a little too real?
Too.
Was that a little too real? I mean, that's the truth. You get tired.
Well, you expect it to be a safe place.
Exactly,
right?
But it's not. The devil is waiting, what does it say, as a roaring lion, and we just need to be vigilant. And I believe, like I see it manifest in my own life. When I'm really reading the Word of God, watching faith-building messages, doing that to really strengthen my own faith, it gives you supernatural energy. People say, you know, eat right, go get sunlight, go take a walk to get those energy refilled. That's the natural physical ways to do that. But spiritually speaking, you have to have that reinforcement so that you can go home after a hard day and meet your child where they are and get on their level and really just invest your time the way you're supposed to in them. It takes hard work.
It does.
You know, it really does, but it's worth doing.
And I love what you said, when you get home, invest in your children.
Yeah.
With school, life is so busy. Between schoolwork and sports and church and all the extracurricular stuff, that sometimes you, as a parent, it's like you come home and you're cooking dinner and then here's your dinner. Take a bath. Go to bed. You've got to be up early
routine.
In the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Right, routine. But when, as a parent, are you sitting down with your child and talking to them?
Yeah.
Where is that, hey, how was school today? What happened at school? You know, did you pray for someone? Were you scared? Again, that anxiety, they're saying how to, you know, prevent anxiety from going to school. But if, as a parent, as a grandparent, if we're not talking to our children and grandchildren mm-hmm. and having those conversations with them, a lot of times that anxiety begins to build in, I mean, eventually to breaking point, we've heard and seen many times. So as a parent, as a grandparent, I would encourage y'all, take time, even if it's 10 minutes out of your day, mm-hmm. put the phone down. Turn the TV off. Sit down with your kids and have those conversations. Mm-hmm. A simple, how was your day today?
Yeah, just basically love on them. Let them know they're important in your life. And you want to hear what they have to say as well.
Yes.
And that makes such a big difference. Mm-hmm. You know, the same verse we've been looking at in Proverbs 22, verse 6 in the Passion Translation, it's so beautiful. It says, dedicate your children to God and point them in the way that they should go. And the values they've learned from you will be with them for life.
Yeah.
So what they're learning for you, you have them for just a short time in their life.
Right.
But the principles and the values that you instill during this time, which includes going to church, let's get up and go to church on Sunday. We're going to put God first this week. School is important. We're going to want to be on time, teach them the lessons, but teaching them how important it is to care for others and to be sympathetic and helpful for others and at school and at home. Mm-hmm. But that's so important that you're going to learn this. It's going to be with them for life. And the commentary on this says, train them in the direction that they are best suited to go.
Mm-hmm.
So you get to know your kids when you watch what they like, what they enjoy. I don't know if she'll love dancing the way you did.
Look, here's hoping. Y'all pray. We'll pray.
We were talking earlier before the program about how so many parents live vicariously through their own children.
Yeah.
Maybe they didn't get to go to beauty school or to be in a beauty pageant. Yeah. So they're going to make sure all their little kids go from
definitely.
You were the pageant girl, so.
How y'all doing? You too. I actually met Melissa before we worked here.
Yes.
We were pageant queens together.
Really? I was in a pageant in high school, but I wasn't a queen. But
listen,
I was like runner up.
You are a queen. You're a queen. You have it.
But that's just high school and they vote you in. I didn't actually enter into it, but it was a fun experience. But parents sometimes try to live through a child and that's not really the way to go. Find out what the child is good at, they like
to
do. You have to try a lot of things sometimes and to see what works for them and what they're comfortable with.
Mm-hmm.
And because you want them to fulfill their purpose.
Absolutely.
In fact, I just preached at the church on that same Sunday where that was the school back to school dedication Sunday, and we had snowballs after service as well.
Absolutely.
So that was a fun time. But and I didn't get to get out there. I was tied up in the church and afterwards I was there longer than I planned. But anyway, it's fun to see how when we connect with people in that way. And I forgot what I was gonna say right there. But anyway,
Uniquely suited
for them. Oh, yeah, my message. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much.
You are so welcome.
You are listening.
I'm listening. I'm a good student.
Well, you know, we have to discover our unique purpose as adults, but children, we need to help children find their unique purpose. And I think that's a similar message you had for the children that Sunday as well. Tell us about that.
I was teaching them on Jeremiah 1:5, where the Lord says, I knew you before I formed you in your mother's womb. Before you were born, I set you apart as a prophet to the nations. But I was teaching the kids, you know, you're not going to China or Russia or Africa right now. You're a kid, but what is your nation? Where has God called you to reach people? Mm-hmm. He's called you to your school. He's called you to your community, your baseball team, your dance team, your cheerleading squad, your neighborhood. I mean, you can be at a park in your neighborhood playing with other kids. Where has He called you to be a prophet to those around you, to preach the gospel, to be a light and shine for Christ? And so just teaching them the importance of where they are. You know, if you're in a situation and somebody's not feeling well, talk to them about Jehovah Rapha, God our healer. If they're scared, hey, you know, God's our peace. We can go to Him. We can pray. He'll give us peace. Who is He to us?
That's so good.
I love that. And those kids are learning that. It's so important. It really flowed with what I was teaching the adults,
does.
Which we don't get together and plan this, but the Holy Ghost does that.
Absolutely.
And it's so important. important. The kids are learning these principles, and the parents are bringing them to church, so make sure they do that. Yeah. Learn all of that. And I just love that. And I believe that you're watching today, and it's not any accident that you've tuned in. Maybe this came in your feed. You weren't even expecting to see three girls here talking about going back to school. But regardless, even if you don't have a child that's going back to school, maybe you're not even going back to school, but there are principles here in life lessons that you can learn that have that will help you. But for the parents that are out there and their kids are going back to school, I want Miss Melissa, Pastor Melissa, to pray a prayer like for them. I know I did that at school during the service, and you can go back and listen to that. But I want you to see how she would pray for the children and encourage them. Maybe you can pray for the parents and maybe the children even that are maybe watching with the parents right now.
Absolutely, yes. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we thank you so much for your protection and for your word. Lord, we thank you that your word is true and it does not return void. Lord, we thank you for your protection. Angels of God encamped around these children and teachers and educators and principals and administration as they go back to school. Lord, I thank you that no harm, no evil, no plan of the enemy shall prevail against them. I thank you, Lord, that no weapon formed against them shall prosper in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you that you give our educators wisdom and discernment in every situation. Lord, I thank you for the parents that they would be at peace sending their kids going back to school, that they would know, Lord, that you are in control, that you watch over them. Even in those moments, Lord, as a parent, we can't always be there. We can't always protect our babies, but we thank you, Lord, that you have them in the palm of your hand, that you are holding them, you're protecting them. Lord, I thank you that you would use our children mightily for your kingdom, for your glory, from the little ones all the way up to the seniors and even those in college. Lord, I thank you that you're using them for your glory to bring others to you, to be a light and to shine for you in Jesus' name.
Amen. That was so powerful. It's so wonderful to just have the Holy Spirit, just invite the Holy Spirit into the situation you're in, wherever school they're going to, if it's a traditional school or a dancing school or a home school, whatever it is, wherever they're learning, that God's going to just be a part of their daily walk and to plead the blood of Jesus over them every day, how important that is.
Absolutely. So what a beautiful prayer. I'm so thankful that we can invite God into our space. And he's, and when we do, it gives him access to everything in our heart. If there's any problems whatsoever, he can teach us the way to go. Give us the words to say to our children and to others that we're involved with. Amen. Such a beautiful thing. And I'm so thankful that we have our partners all over the world that help us to do what we do.
I love that.
And so we want to take a special moment before we close today to thank all of our partners that help us spread the gospel all over the world. The gospel that we send in different formats. Sometimes it's this program, sometimes it's evangelistic meetings or church services or so many different programs that we do, that we post and products and so many ways that God has given us to reach people and change lives one soul at a time. So thank you, partners, for being a part of what we're doing. Together, we're a team. We're reaching people and changing lives one soul at a time. And we do it every single day.
All the time.
24/7.
24/7.
Because there are people that need it
24/7. That's right.
Thankful that we have these new tools, these resources available that people can contact us or plug in and get blessed by God and God's word ministered to them.
Exactly. And if you need prayer, you can comment below. We have Team JDM ready to pray with you in the comment section. Or if you want to call us or email us, wherever you are, we have a team 24/7 ready and available to stand in faith with you to see the miraculous in your life, because Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank you, Chris. It's been a great program.
I love talking to y'all about the kids. It stirs me up to take that iPad away and start teaching my child how to read.
She's going to do it. Thank you so much, Melissa, for coming back on the program and all that you do to help Covenant Kids every single week. I know that you've just come back from camp with them and you've taught them a lot of things, and I know we're going to get some of them up baptized pretty soon, water baptized.
Awesome.
And their lives have changed forever. And I know it's impacting families.
Absolutely.
So thank you for what you do.
Thank you.
Appreciate you. And thank you for watching today. I pray that you'll be back with me right here in Studio C for another great program next week. God bless you. Have a great week.